Well, you might be a parent who has a child who's far away from God. And if so, we want you to know you're not alone and help is here. I'm John Fuller, along with Focus on the Family Vice President of Parenting, Dr. Danny Huerta. And we're going to pick up today where we left off last time with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He was sharing with Focus President Jim Daly the story in the New Testament. A Gentile woman had a daughter who was sick, and she came to Jesus imploring him for help. Here's the continuation of that story.
The Bible says Jesus answered her not a word. Well, how do you like that? Not only that, the disciples said, "Send her away because she is shouting after us." Jim, you'd be surprised at the number of people who turn away from Jesus because of his disciples. Huh. But she doesn't take that. She continues on, and then Jesus said, "I was just sent to the house of Israel only." And she, of course, does not stop, even though Jesus came to the Jews and the Jews were to evangelize the world. And then here's the biggie. Jesus says to her, "It is not right to take the food that belongs to the children and feed it to dogs." Did you know that there are some people who believe that Jesus is a racist because of that statement? Mm. But he isn't, for two reasons. Number one, he didn't use the word scavenger for dog. He used puppies, house pets. But furthermore, the reason he went there is because of her. He was testing her faith. And finally, she says this, and this ought to bring tears to all of our eyes. It often has to mine. "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." What she is saying is this: "I do not want a single crumb that belongs to the children. May they be fully fed, but maybe there are some crumbs that they will not miss." Mm. And Jesus said, "Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it to you as you wish. Your daughter is healed." Mm. She overcame all those barriers to get the help that she needed for her daughter. And I want to shout to your listening audience today and say this: don't let Satan have your children. No matter what barrier is put up, no matter what difficulty or discouragement, what you have to do is look beyond the child to God and trust God to do what you can't. And like this woman, continue to believe no matter how difficult it becomes.
Or how long it takes.
Or how long it takes.
Yeah, keep fighting for your children. And I'm hearing that loud and clear. Dr. Lutzer, what a powerful message this is. I know people are going to respond. I think it would be really good if you could pray for those parents of prodigal children. Again, it's one of the leading things that people contact us here at Focus and talk to our counseling department for. And in that context, before you pray, if I can just ask you what advice you have for that parent. You've given a lot, but is there a final nutshell that you'd want to share with them in their aching hearts?
I would say this, that remember that God can do what you can't. Also remember that God may be speaking to you through that child, testing your faith, making you examine yourself. But then remember that the child ultimately is in God's hands. Once you make that transfer, he is no longer mine. He is yours. Do with him as seems good in your sight. I give illustrations in the book of mothers who did that. And years later, their children came to saving faith. So don't give up hope.
Yeah, that is good. Pray for them and all of us.
Father, sometimes we don't know how to pray. Our hearts are so heavy, so confused. I pray today for all the parents who have listened to this. I ask, Father, that you will birth in them the faith, the confidence that you are in control, that as they give their children to you, that you can bring about salvation and hope. Lord, we pray that we might not give up, but keep praying. And like the Syrophoenician woman, break through every barrier that seems to be in our way until we get the help and the miracle that we seek. Bring prodigals home, we pray, as a result of all who are seeking you today on behalf of their children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Danny, we touched on this last episode. There is something about not giving up on our child, even when the difficulties seem insurmountable. You've seen parents persevere. Can you think of a time or two when you've watched that and God's done a remarkable work?
Yeah, I was just thinking about a family that had come in with their 16-year-old son, and he didn't think he needed to be there. Most of them don't.
Of course not, yeah.
And Christian home, a lot of things happen here and there. The boy had left the faith, and the mom kept praying. She's the one that continued to pray for him. And he had finished the counseling side, had left the thing, said, well, I'll call when I need this. I said, that sounds fantastic. He ended up calling back as an adult child. Still, he had walked away from the faith, said, no, I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity or any of that. And fast forward to just recently, now close to 27 years old, had come in just as a checkup and said, I'm wanting to be back in church. And he said, I don't have a Bible. So I was able to find a Bible and give it to him. And he started reading. He said, where should I start again? And his mom has been faithfully praying. And it's almost 10 years later. But he's stepping back into a relationship with Christ. And I love this verse, John. Psalm 125 says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. Mm. There's a continual presence of God that we need to know surrounding our kids, and we need to be steadfast in that abiding in Christ ourselves.
That's a good word. That'll preach, Danny. Thank you for that encouragement. And we want to come alongside you with resources and with help. And one of those is Dr. Erwin Lutzer's terrific book, A Practical Guide for Praying Parents. If you're feeling dry in your prayer life, if you're not sure how to pray, this is an eminently helpful guide. And we're making that available for a gift of any amount to the ministry today. Donate today, request that book. The details are in the show notes. If you're in a good spot, maybe you want to kind of pay it forward and make a donation to the ministry, support the show so other parents can get a copy of this book. They don't have the resources, but we'd like to send it to them. Donate today. Danny's team is always on the lookout for new content. They're creating it. They're finding it and putting it up on the website. We're going to link over to an article in the show notes. It's called Battle Plan, Praying Strategically for Your Children. It's a quick read and it's free. The link is in the show notes. Next time, we'll talk about showing appreciation to your kids. And for now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.